Mark, the obvious question would be, as much fun as it was playing with McDavid at the World Cup, do you expect the opposite tonight?
Yeah, it's never fun playing against him. He's a pretty special player out there. He's been playing great as of late, and he's a tough guy to stop, but we know what we've got to do, and hopefully it works.
Do you have an idea on how you'll try to defend him, assuming that that's the matchup we'll see at times tonight?
You just gotta, try to limit his touches with the puck. When he has the puck on his stick, he's gonna make things happen. He's gonna make you pay. So, for the most part, we just gotta make sure we stay above him and, try to limit his touches.
Friendly banter between the two of you going into this game, or last night maybe?
I'm sure there'll be a few cross checks out there, but he's a great competitor. He's a guy that you like to challenge yourself against because he is so good. So tonight it's definitely a tough challenge. For our whole team, not just me. And we have to focus on sticking to our game plan, sticking to our structure, and know if we do that, we'll be able to limit him.
Was there anything additional you picked up about his game playing with him at the World Cup that maybe you didn't know before?
I think his anticipation is bar none one of the best in the league. He's he anticipates what's going to happen a few seconds before everyone else does, and with his speed, all it takes is a step and he's gone. So. That's something that you definitely have to watch. You have to, watch him coming through the neutral zone, even the D zone, because he'll, once he gets a step on anyone, he's gone.
Do you enjoy these games a little bit more when all eyes are on? I know we talked before when the Leafs were in here with Matthews coming in and how there was more attention going up against the Oilers. David, there's even more eyes. Does that add a little bit extra for you?
Oh, for sure it does. Whenever you're playing against a guy like that, there's always extra motivation to, show everyone why you're the real deal, or why you're better than them. But at the end of the day, if we get our two points, we'll be happy, and that's the main focus. If we stick to our game plan, we'll get the win, and that's on everyone's mind.
Do you think you're showing that to people this year, the idea that you are that real deal? With the consistency that you've been able to start off this season with?
I hope so, for sure. I've worked hard at my game. I know it's still early in the season. There's still a lot of work to do, and the season only ramps up, from here. But for me, it's continuing to work on my game, work with my line mates, work with my teammates, and try to string some wins together. And for me, I just want to continue to stick to that process, continue to stick to what I do best, and that's the focus tonight.
Any rational reason why you've been so good at home and yet a club that hasn't quite figured it out on the road yet?
We're only 25 games into the season, so there's still a lot of road games, still a lot of home games left, and we can't think about that too much. We have to just focus on game in and game out what we have to do, and hopefully it doesn't matter if it's road or home, we'll be getting wins.